It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we look at Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, Republicans in the legislature got a bit of a surprise this week when Governor Snyder vetoed 3 of the 14 new bills related to voting. Susan, quickly, what would those 3 vetoed bills have done?
The bills that he vetoed, they would have required people to have confirmed their U.S. citizenship before they were allowed to vote. And the other bill would have really clamped down on those third-party voter registration drives, you know, by groups like the League of Women Voters. There would have been new requirements to conduct those that the Secretary of State really wanted.
Ken, it seems that Republicans were caught a bit off guard by the governor's vetoes. Does this decision tell us something about a shift in the relationship between the governor and the legislature?
I think particularly from a House Republican standpoint, there's going to be some raised eyebrows, to put it charitably. I think their attitude is going to be, look, Governor, we carried a lot of your water here the first year. Some of the votes we cast will probably cost us some seats in November. So, you know, we need you to respond to some of our priorities as well.
Susan, Governor Snyder is being praised for vetoing these laws by people who say they would have had a chilling effect on voting. But he did sign 11 other laws around voting. What impact could those have?
Those were much less controversial, and most of those passed with pretty good bipartisan support. Those bills were more to clean up the elections process. And, you know, they were supposed to set some more guidelines for county clerks, for instance, and had some campaign finance aspects as well. So, you know, if you take the package as a whole, it was only 3 bills, and it was the 3 most controversial ones. And clearly, Snyder got legal advice that it was not advisable for him to go along with those measures.
Could this veto be a way for Governor Snyder to position himself as more moderate?
I think it's possible. I think one of the dynamics in Lansing with the governor and the Republican legislature is that the Republicans in the legislature are more conservative than he is. There's no question about that. I think he's been very successful in signing legislation that he might have had reservations about, but he recognized they represented priorities of Republicans in the legislature. This might be a way for him to kind of send the message that, hey, I'm still governor.
You say the legislature has its own priorities, but let's be honest, Governor Snyder hasn't gotten everything he's wanted either. He pushed for the bridge between Detroit and Windsor, didn't get the kind of legislative support he needed for that. So, Susan, could this be a way for Governor Snyder to sort of push back a little bit?
It could be. I don't think that that's really the message that Governor Snyder was trying to send after covering him for the last couple of years, both on the campaign trail and since he's been in office. I think he will continue to try and work with Republicans in the legislature on a host of issues like the personal property tax reform that he'd really like to get through, the Detroit Lighting Authority, which is stalled. And, you know, he's been very enthusiastic about trying to help House Republicans maintain their majorities.
Ken, when we look at the political risk for the governor in vetoing these bills, is there any risk for him with voters, or is this simply about the relationship between him and the legislature?
I think if there's any risk, it's pretty minimal. That would be different if he vetoed something that is a hot-button issue with a lot of voters, such as something to do with abortion, requiring voter IDs for somebody who picks up an absentee ballot at the clerk's office. Is just not going to be a hot-button issue. The issue of training these third-party registration drives, they might be able to work that out and pass a bill that he could sign. So I think it's more about, can he and Republicans in the legislature have a conversation about these bills and iron out their differences?
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Susan, Ken, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.